Gods FM podcast. My name is Scott Kesterson, and you're listening to Foundations. This war is real. Fighting is everything. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Tempt not the righteous man to draw his sword. Conviction, righteousness, ruthlessness. To understand tolerance, you have to understand the line of intolerance. War is the teacher, soldiers are the students. They become the bards of war. Good evening, patriots. How's everybody doing this evening? Stand by just a second. Man, I'll tell you, my throat's clogged up today. Okay. So, tonight, we're going to dig into a heavy topic. I'm just going to put this out up front. And I will imagine that by the time I get through this evening, most people are going to feel like they're going to feel a little squeezed on this topic. And it's going to be, I'm just going to talk. And I'm going to let it take me where it takes me. And it's a topic that we need to talk about a heck of a lot more than we do. And that's human sex trafficking and child sex trafficking. The problem we have right now is too many people don't want to look at the darkness of what's really going on, and if they don't see the exact, precise details, they want to deny that it exists, and it exists in a big, big way. And we're going to get into that in a little bit. So, we're going to have to really, as a country, come to grips with this, whether or not the powers to be want to reveal it. The fact of the matter is that it's a pervasive problem. And because it's a pervasive problem, it's not, we're not going to be able to change until it gets solved, to be quite blunt. And that it ultimately falls on us. It falls on families. And it falls on the role that we have walking with faith, and walking with God. Now, before we begin tonight, I also want to thank the Punisher. And he's over on Instagram. Or Telegram, I'm sorry, I said Instagram. He's over on Telegram, and he goes live on his Punisher War Room on Telegram every night at 5 p.m. Eastern. So, he's been a really big help in throwing some stats our way and a lot of the research he's done on the child sex trafficking thing and human sex trafficking. It's not just child sex trafficking. So let's begin with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this night we come together each and every night. In particular tonight, Lord, we ask that you'll guide us, open our hearts to listen very honestly to the problems that we face, to look deeply within ourselves and within this reflection of how we see our world, to be truthful, to face some realities that are hard to swallow, and above all, Lord, to leave this evening with a resolve to, above all, protect the children. We say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. So today, let me begin with today. Today we reported a story in the Spiff Report of a young 14-year-old girl that was in court pleading with the judge, a female judge, not to be put back into the custody of her father who was in Montana. The girl said that her father had molested her, and the judge basically told her that there was no proof and she was lying. And in spite of the push back and forth and the mother pushing back to not allow the child to be given to her father, whose own father was a registered sex offender and whose father was already had been arrested for family abuse, the judge not only denied the girl's pleas, but threatened to arrest her mother if she refused to go along with the order. And in the end, did arrest her mother and told her in court that if I arrest your mother, you'll have no choice but to go with your father. There is a moral sickness in our nation. And this is going to hurt, but I'm going to put it right here. So I'm sorry I'm going to say this, but the truth is that there's a deep moral corruption within the women. And I'm sorry to say it, but I'm going to say it. Because this value of abortion and this corruption of having an option to dispense of life, which is one of the greatest gifts given, has deeply corrupted the moral fabric of a great section of our women in this nation. And that began in the 60s when we introduced birth control and it suddenly became this great freedom revolution. So then now you had a choice of sex without the complications of that pesky little thing called a child. And from there, we have moved forward in a place where the value of the children has been so diminished, we cast them off like dirty laundry, worse, even sometimes dirty underwear. In my opinion, in a historical perspective, I don't think there's been a single item that has been more destructive to the family in the history of man than birth control and, secondly, abortion. And we have raised a generation now that is so morally bankrupt that it's stunning to me. Now, I'm not going to be waging war on women tonight, so don't take it that way, but I am going to point out one other thing that it's important to point out, that vanity in this culture is another deep corruptor. And the way that this whole system has worked is to influence kids through media, through television, and to progressively push them into dressing like sexual prostitutes. And one of the worst things I see, and I see it regularly, is when the mother then decides that she's feeling old, so she has to dress like the same prostitute that her daughter does, and so they reinforce each other and go into the world. This is a moral bankruptcy. It's not just a moral degradation. It's a moral bankruptcy within our culture. And the fact is that the nurturing part of who we are has been cast out. Now, here's the darkest part of all of this, is that the Luciferian line works through the female line. It's a matriarchal system. God's system is set up as a hierarchy of the man and the man and the woman together raising a family, but the man is head of the household. In the Luciferian line, it's an exact inverse of that. And so what they have done very quietly in this culture, through the push of feminism, through this push of freedom, the push of disposable kids, the option that, oh heck, even if you have a late, if you have an, you can have a late term abortion, you can literally now in certain parts of the country have the child and just have it terminated. Because at the last minute you decide, well, you know, it's probably going to cost me too much anyway, so what the heck, let's just get rid of it because I don't want to deal with the problem of having it adopted. That would be too much. Just get rid of it. There is a sickness in our culture, and it allows us to turn a blind eye to one of the most degrading and dehumanizing and destructive parts of everything that we are, and that's human sex trafficking. Now, let me just read you a quote. This was an interview done in Popular Mechanics. This interview was done with Joe Biden and Hunter Biden in 2016. And Joe talks about how even in the later part of the teens, Joe says, every time I'd want to pack it up, All of a sudden, I'd feel one of them, meaning his boys, climbing into in my bed. I mean, even when they were 15 years old. Hey, Dad, come on. You okay? I'm sorry, folks. I've heard people say that, well, my kids come into bed at 15. This is creepy. I don't care how you cut it. Okay, this is the guy that is acting, is in the acting seat of the White House right now. This is the same guy that just shut down Operation Talon, which was the process of removing the pedophiles out of the country. This is the same guy that's working overtime to make sure that we retain, reinforce abortion, restrain the ability to remove illegals, put young children in, not cages this time, he's just put them in cargo containers. All of this is sexual trauma. All of it. And I think it's just too often overlooked by all of us how important and how big this is. We talk about politics all day long, and I'm going to tell you, it doesn't mean a damn thing. Politics is nothing. It's a smokescreen. And every one of these dirtbags up there, and I mean every one of these dirtbags up there, that is not talking about the problem of child sex trafficking, human sex trafficking, and child exploitation, they're lining up for the millstone as far as I'm concerned. Our children are the most precious thing we've ever been given. And the respect for one another is equally in that category. I want to give you some numbers. I'm going to read you a little bit about the sex trafficking, the human trafficking statistics, and then we'll get into the sex trafficking. And this is another big problem, okay? Because if you think that this is just like no big deal, and I know I'm not saying patriots here, but I can tell you there's a whole bunch of people that are like, well, I didn't see any statistics. Here's real interesting. I typed in one thing. I typed in drunk drivers in the United States, and I got a slew of websites, literally. One of them, The Zebra. Immediately, it breaks down by percentages in one pie chart. 14, which age group do you think is the most likely to drive, to drink and drive? One stat, okay? Just as a one conglomerate stat for the entire nation for the year of 2020. And so it's 35.8% millennials, 31% Gen Z, 19% Gen X, 14.1% baby boomers. Go searching sometime for trying to find a consolidated statistic on child sex trafficking, on human sex trafficking. Guess what? You're not going to find it. It's only thanks to the efforts of patriots, one of which I mentioned earlier, Punisher and his team, that they've been able to consolidate these issues and bring them together so we can start to see the real impact of child sex trafficking. It is a global problem on a scale that most of us can't even comprehend. So I'm going to give you some numbers. You know, it's amazing when you consider this. What's the fastest, most lucrative business happening right now in a city near you or the world? And I'll bet some people are going to think, well, maybe it's coffee, maybe it's electronics, maybe it's gun trafficking, maybe it's even vaccines or face diapers. And you'd be wrong, because the number one most lucrative business is trafficking children. It's estimated that 20 to 40 million people are currently in modern-day slavery. That doesn't count the economic slavery that we're all in. We're talking about physical modern-day slavery. The estimates suggest internationally that only 4%, listen to this, 4% of human trafficking cases are identified. So let me give you some more to that and start to give you an idea of what we're really talking about here. Whereas slaves in the 1850 could be purchased for a global weighted average of between U.S. $9,500 and U.S. $11,000, that's adjusted for inflation, of course, so we don't want to let that get in our way, they would generate roughly 15 to 20% in annual return on the investment. So a slave that was purchased for, we'll say, $10,000 would generate 15% of that return annually. So that value would be $1,500 to $2,000 every year they would generate for a cost of $10,000 if you were a slave. Now, slavery, I just want to be clear here, because slavery is not an American exclusive issue. Slavery is not exclusive to African slave trade. Slavery is one of these dark, horrid stains that's been on the human race since it began. It goes back centuries. We're just currently looking at one aspect. And part of this nonsense of like reparations for African Americans because of slave, it's a complete deception and redirection to avoid the real deep topic of what's going on, which is the ongoing human sex trafficking, which is global and massively profitable. Now listen to this. Today's slaves sell on a global weighted average for $420. Remember, a slave of the 1850s sold for $9,500 to $11,000. Today, an average slave sells for $420. And they can generate 300 to 500% or more in annual return on investment, depending on the industry. In the sex industry, that's upwards of 500%. If you're a child, you're a mega profit. So watch this little bit of numbers for you to give you an idea of what we're talking about as an economy. It's estimated that 4.8 million children are involved directly in human sex trafficking every year on a global scale. Now I'm going to use that number because if we take the cost of $420 and we take $420 times a return on investment of, and I'm going to take the mean, which means the in-between number of 300 to 500, which means I'm going to take 400%. 400% times $420 is $705,000. $705,600 per child. Per child is what that return on investment is. Now I want to multiply that by 4.8 million children in slavery. Patriots, this is the number we're talking about here, and this is an estimate. $3,386,880,000,000 in return on raping kids. Let's just be blunt. And well, let's not forget the Luciferians like to do a few other things too, like sacrifice them and turn them into meals. And I'm not kidding. So you wonder why a media organization that is so deeply rancid and corrupt that their whole entire purpose is covering truth, why do you think they went on a full court press when Patriots discovered Pizzagate? Because what this was leading to was a revealing of a $3 plus trillion industry. The scope of this is beyond imagination. When we get into the trafficking of Haitian kids, we get into the trafficking, and that's through the Clinton Foundation. Let's not forget the Red Cross little piece in that as well. Every single institution with that type of dollars, I just want to be clear about this, there is not an institution in the world that isn't touched. And this is what I will tell you, and this is going to be a hard one for everybody to swallow. That level of money is going to cross breed in every single industry in the world. And that means in one way or another, no matter what you invest in these big global 500 and global 1,000 corporations, your money is being backstopped by the rape and exploitation of kids. That's a hard truth, and it's a dirty, real truth. So that means when you sit back and when people sit back and they throw their feet up and they're like, well, you know, I retired at 50. I made all this money in the stock market. Good. How many kids did it cost to get you there? Because that's the real truth. This topic is so deep and so rancid. It's stunning. And we're sitting in a place right now where everything that's, every engine that's turning is doing everything it can to keep everybody redirected from the truth. To keep people not looking at what's really happening. And there is literally, I'm looking at a site right now, and this site is called human.globalincidentmap.com. I'll put this up anyway, so people can get it. This map literally maps out the global child sex trafficking rings. The global child sex trafficking rings. Cases, I should say, not rings. Cases that are in that are being discovered. Let me just read through the top of a few of these. February 25th, 2021, Michigan. U.S. gymnastics coach commits suicide after 24 charges of abuse and human trafficking. Buffalo, New York. This is on the... This is just happened, which was yesterday, in fact. Nephew of alleged Buffalo mob boss arrested in Fort Lauderdale on charges related to prostitution. Same day yesterday, police kidnapped sex assault victim left naked in Toole County on Toole County Road. I mean, I'm just reading a couple. Patriots, this is pages and pages and pages and pages of human sex trafficking issues. Now, and all the things that we talk about and all the things that we're standing for and all the things we're trying to correct, I'm going to tell you, it doesn't matter what we do in this nation. Until we get a handle on this and start at our local community to make sure that this never happens again, we are never going to fix this nation, ever. And it's not on some other power to fix it. It begins with us, and it begins within our community, and it begins at home. The level of things that these people do are stomach-turning. I mentioned earlier today at the Spiff Report, we talked about the Black Eye Club. The Black Eye Club is one weird event that we keep, it's an anomaly, there's a lot of weirdness about it. The elites show up with a single black eye, and it's bloodshot, and there's a lot of theories on what that is. Everything from physical abuse to even something as crazy as what they call the vril, which is like a worm that they put in the eye. I have no idea. I'm just telling you the range of theories of what goes on there. But here's a real one for you, and it's what the real Black Eye Club is for these elites. Now, if you go back and you do a search for Lady Gaga and you look for black eyes that she's painted around her face, and you'll see it. She's out there. She's the one, the same chick that wears the meat suit, the meat dress. The black eyes that they do in mockery, and it's pure mockery, is after they rape an infant, and it's so traumatic, it leaves the eyes black, bruised, like they were beat. It's the trauma on the vessels in the eyes around the and in the brain. These people are sick. There is no humanity left in them. And if there's anything that we have to awaken to is just how deep and rancid this entire system is. There is no saving this system. They sit and publicly mock us. They exploit kids from the very beginning. Their entire culture, when they begin, with their children, they begin by abusing their children very young. They hand their children off to other families within their bloodlines to abuse them, to sexually abuse them. And that's how they grow up. And they have this idea that they need to burn out of their brain circuitry, the idea of empathy. They want no empathy. They want to control these people. There is nothing more sick than this practice of human sex trafficking. And just so I say it, guys who are out there like surfing porn, you're a part of the damn problem. Because you're driving a business, you're driving an industry that is exploiting women, slaves, children, slaves. It might be a good time to repent on that one too. We are become morally bankrupt. This whole concept of a pornographic culture. Portland is a city. Here's a great example. The city that works, keep it weird. Those are two of their titles. Portland has more strip clubs per capita than any city in the country. I did an investigative report back in 2005 in the strip club network. You would not believe the magnitude of drugs and sex trafficking that goes on there, and it's normal. These girls are abused. They come in typically. You'll always hear this nonsense story like, I'm going to college. Every one of them has some BS story about that. I'm going to college. They're not going to college. They're trapped. They're caught, and they begin to rationalize it in their own way. Every one of them has some sort of story about being traumatized at home. That's another sick part of this whole story, which is just, it constantly just comes back to the home. The number one business on the internet, by the way, is porn. In fact, if you go back to study the early business models in the internet, they were actually making money. The only one that was making money at the very beginning of the internet was porn. Just so we understand, it was the porn industry that developed some of the encryption techniques. It was the porn industry that developed some of the most advanced advertising techniques. And they led the rest of the industry in a lot of the data grabbing that is currently happening now. This is a very sick and rancid era that we live in. And it fuels around this whole principle of exploiting one another and seeing each other as objects to be exploited. And when we get that rooted in us, children, and we add to that the choice of having kids, not having kids, the choice of disposing of a kid whenever we want to, I just have a question. What do we have left? Truly, what do we have left? It's a wonder, and I mean this, it is a wonder God just didn't burn the whole thing to the ground. I'm grateful that he didn't, because he's giving us a chance to repent and pull ourselves back. But loving one another does not have in it exploit one another. It doesn't have in the words exploit children, especially. Mark 9:42, whoever causes one of those little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a great millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. When you hear the numbers of an industry that's worth over $3 trillion a year on a global scale, the only person that has stood up openly and gone after this is President Donald J. Trump. You'll notice that there is not one dirtbag in D.C. that's talking about this. Not one. There isn't one person in the state government system that's talking about this. Not one. Some of you know Joe. She ran for Senate. The FBI came and talked to her. Wanted her photos. She worked with them as she could. What do you know? 3 days later, CPS, Child Protective Services, took away her grandchild. You see, these people are so sick. They will use every instrument in the government to try to shred the family. We have the entire network of influence, which the kids are looped into, which is Disney. This one is a feeder program of a scale unimagined. I mean, who would ever imagine that when you go out and you get a hug from Mickey and Nick and goofy. And we go there with kids and it's all okay. There were rumors of child sex trafficking at the Disney parks for years. And it was always about their elite club that they had there, that somehow kids would get in there and they would backdoor this whole thing. And of course, it was, oh, this is all conspiracy. But no, Club 33 exists. It does. But what the real darkness is those things like the Mickey Mouse Club and all of the symbolism they put into these animations, because they're getting into the kids' minds. They're mainstreaming and normalizing these abhorrent sexual practices. And then their role models, Miley Cyrus, who used to be Anna Montana, she's a great one. How does a person go from being a child idol to literally overnight becoming a slut on stage? And worse yet, how do parents allow their kids to say, to do that, dress like her, act like her, and think it's okay? Where's that moral bankruptcy? It's everywhere, unfortunately. Katy Perry's another. And the thing that people don't get is they're all talking in symbols. We know this. The public just turns their eye on it. Oh, that's a cute dress with pizza on it. I wonder what that's about. Oh, that's a cool little hand sign with your circle around your eye. That's kind of cool. They're speaking to one another and mocking us as they do it, as they exploit everybody. Hollywood has been the center of this cancer at a level unimagined. And that center has also was in D.C., is in D.C. These sick creeps, they use kids as the centerpiece of all their power, because the children are pure. Luke 18:15-17. Now they were bringing even infants to him that he might touch them. And when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them to him, saying, "Let the children come to me, and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." We might want to add, truly, those who do not make an effort to protect the children may not enter it as well. Our world is literally upside down. We joke around about it being a banana republic. It's not. It's not a banana republic. It's a Luciferian playground. And in the middle of all this are the kids, because we always want to make sure our kids get the latest and greatest of every little thing. And the values go out the window, and God gets thrown on the side, and the whole centerpiece for the family gets crushed. And in the end, it's the children that suffer. It's not, and so we say things like, "Oh, I don't want this future to be, I don't want to have a bad future for my kids." Well, I got news for you. Unless we put our foot down and start fighting with every single thing we have and every bit of our moral being to put a stop to this moral bankruptcy that's happening in this nation, until we start to see 74 million people standing up and going, "I've had enough. There's not going to be a pedophile in my neighborhood. We're not going to accept any of this garbage. We're not going to have teachers that teach sexual practices at third grade or earlier in Austin, Texas, and around the country. We're not going to start telling stories about trans kids and flipping their gender at 3 years old when a millennial can't even figure out the cost of his student loans at 21. This fight is on us. And it is painful to talk about, but patriots, this has to be the fire that lights and never stops burning. You can't have school boards dictating how they're going to corrupt kids and rip out God and then in their place stick trans dancers in your library so they can put them on their lap and make them experience what it's like to be touched by some dude that's dressed like some chick. The moral bankruptcy is beyond reason. Do you know a true story? This came in today's news. Do you know that today it was reported that people in the Middle East are painting marks above their doors? Here it comes. to identify themselves as trans because they don't want Biden to shoot missiles at them from drones. This is how morally corrupt the thinking is around the globe. As if what they're saying is, if you're normal and straight, he's going to eliminate you. But if he's a trans, if you're a trans, you're going to get protected because that's the new order. That's the Luciferian order at its max right there. The sickness within people in this world is immeasurable. And I don't say that it's everybody by any means, but it is an elite and a pervasive group that has taken hold of key sectors of the world. They control education. They control economies. They control politics. They're lawyers. They're dirtbags. There's no other way to say it. Patriots, it isn't one person to fight this. It's not Donald J. Trump to stand up and do the work. He said it himself at CPAC. Y'all are too nice, he said. They're vicious. They're mean. You all are just nice. He's right. Nice to the point of turning into milquetoast, collapsing on the street, blending in with the sewer, and going right down the sewer pipe. If the child issue and the sexual exploitation issue of women and children, oh, and boys, let's not forget that, because 29% of those kids out there aren't little girls, they're young boys being trafficked. If this doesn't fire you up, I don't know what will. If this doesn't take you to the streets and start getting people off their bench and get out here and start demanding this, I could care less about a stimulus check, which isn't going to happen anyway because they have no money. I could care less about their nonsense of progressive BS or even the Keystone Pipeline. I'm sorry. Until this is fixed, this nation is a rotting cesspool. And because it's in every one of our neighborhoods and it's in every one of our schools, this mentality that is permeated down to the teaching of our kids is a continuation of the moral bankruptcy that has happened in too many of our homes across this nation. I want you to hear this. This is Psalm 82. God has taken his place in the divine council. In the midst of the gods, he holds judgment. How long will you judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked? Selah. Give justice to the weak and the fatherless. Maintain the right of the afflicted and the destitute. Rescue the weak and the needy. Deliver them from the hand of the wicked. They have neither knowledge nor understanding. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are shaken. I said, you are gods, sons of the Most High, all of you. Nevertheless, like men, you shall die and fall like any prince. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for you shall inherit all the nations. We're called to this time and this place. We're called to stand and do what we need to do with God to secure this nation and this world. This is a time to be loud and to be bold. This is a time not to let darkness continue. It is a time to expose darkness to light. I don't care if people are uncomfortable with these truths. The fact is, this is a problem that is everywhere. And until humanity as a whole stands up and says enough, puts politics aside, because it's pure nonsense to begin with. It's all kabuki theater. Until we put our children first and foremost on every single topic, until they are secured, until this Marxist nonsense of God-hating teaching goes out the window, until this pervasive sexual deviance is thrown out the door, and we get back to a straight moral life of teaching our kids how to live truly within the light of God, we have not won. It begins in our homes. It grows to our communities and neighborhoods. And it becomes a force that's unstoppable, that burns like a fire that will never stop. And only then will we be able to stand when all that is expunged and we know that our children are growing up with moral security. Only then will we be able to look forward and say, now I have hope for them. Because if you think that an economic recovery is going to be good when we have a moral bankruptcy, you're fooling yourself. One way or another, judgment's coming. One way or another, whether it's by God's hand or people just get fed up. But I'm going to tell you, we're standing with God. I would really think it'd be a good idea if we continue this push as hard as possible and work with God to shake this world and shake its foundations and let every one of these deviants know that the time is now. Their ticket's up. There's no more of this, and they will never touch a child or a woman again. Done. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in this time of reveal, in this time of awakening, where we see so clearly the destruction to your most precious, we pray for clarity on how to move. We pray for boldness to stand before it and to expose it. We pray for the words to speak, to crack open the dark hearts and let them see clearly what they are surrounded by and choosing to be blind to. Lord, we pray for your wrath and judgment on this. And we pray that you can guide us in the ways that are needed to guide, to rip this moral degradation from our world, to destroy this evil, to protect the children and those exploited in this horrific trade and practice, to put aside our fears, to put aside our own selfish wants, and to stand boldly with you, to walk into this fight fearlessly, to crush this evil. Let us honor all the sacrifices made for us, all the pain suffered by Christ for us, so that we now can stand boldly to protect those that have no voice. And we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. Time to be bold. Time to be relentless. This nonsense. Forget your headlines. It means nothing. Forget this pencil-whipping stupidity coming out of whatever this thing is, whether it's Castle Rock Studios or some BS out of the White House. It shouldn't even be there anymore anyway. That Luciferian pit called DC, you need to renounce it. We need to renounce it. We need to put our feet firmly with God on this. And we need to walk forward as God would want and make sure that no child, no woman, no man is sexually exploited, period. And put an end to this. And it has to be clear. God's working through us. He's not going to forsake us. He's going to work through us boldly, but we have to make the commitment and the vow to do just that, to never relent. So head up and eyes forward. Never bow to evil. Never. Press into this fight like never before. It's going to take more than prayers. Prayers are essential, but you've got to give work to prayers. We need to make a commitment singly, focused, that this is not going to end. Our push is not going to end until we terminate this darkness completely. Then we can sit proudly and say, we saved the world. Until then, we got nothing. Have a blessed evening, Patriots. I'll be back at 9 p.m. Pacific, midnight Eastern. I hope to see you then. Until then, or until the next time. Thank you. God bless. And out for now.
We shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and the success of liberty.
Every thoughtful citizen
who despairs of war and wishes to bring peace should begin by looking inward, by examining his own attitude towards the possibilities of peace. Too many of us think it is impossible. Too many think it is unreal. But that is a dangerous, defeatist belief. It leads to the conclusion that war is inevitable, that mankind is doomed, that we are gripped by forces we cannot control. We need not accept that view. Our problems are man-made, therefore they can be solved by man, and man can be as big as he wants. No problem of human destiny is beyond human beings. Man's reason and spirit have often solved the seemingly unsolvable, and we believe they can do it again. Surely the opening vistas of space promise high costs and hardships, as well as high reward. So it is not surprising that some would have us stay where we are a little longer, to rest, to wait. But this city of Houston, this state of Texas, this country of the United States was not built by those who waited and rested and wished to look behind them. This country was conquered by those who move forward, and so will space. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other thing, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept.
The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Has waited thousands of years to show its face. It has only one intent, to destroy God's light and to enslave. It has no scruples. It has no rules but one, to win at any cost. But we will never bow, for we are the remnant that will hold the line. This is war. We fight. Push. We climb. We never give in. We become the nightmare that evil didn't know could exist. We pray. We stand. We live by the words, "In God we trust." We fear nothing. We are the light that can never be extinguished. We are patriots. We are the digital army that will help deliver God's wrath.